Hello, this is Devin.
Hi, Devin. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled line interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's not also a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So these calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Devon, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay? All right. So I see it here, Devon, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the seated question with Mario. So I'm going to go ahead and proceed now with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So let me have it here. Your business name is called the Construction 42 LLC, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and the address that I have on here, let me just pull it up, and that would be 3815 Plessner Avenue, Parma, Ohio, 44134.
That's correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business, licensed, insured, to have a business registration?
Yes, all three of those.
Sounds good, sounds good. Will you be able to read to me your license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
All right, so let's see here. And general liability insurance.
Mm-hmm. Your business license number.
Oh, business license. Okay, sorry about that. Let's see here. Certificate of Ohio. Okay. Document number. Do you need the document number?
Yep, the number on your license. I just want to clarify, Devin, when you register your business to the state, they did require a license for the services that you offer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So that's it.
Okay, document ID number, is that what you need?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please. Document ID, the ID number is 2026-029-04464.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 2026-029-04464. And do you have the expiration date?
Yes, the expiration... effective date 1/30/26. Document number. I don't see an expiration on here.
Oh, you didn't see an expiration date? Okay, I'll just note it here then. On your business document number, there's no expiration date that you see. Okay, but I'm noting that you are also insured.
Correct. Okay. Do you need that next?
That's okay. I'm going to note it here that you are insured and have the business registration. All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
No, thank you. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to put the home address on there, just because I have family and everything else.
Gotcha. If you're not comfortable, I'm gonna go ahead and hide it for you.
Awesome.
All right. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And later in the call, Devin, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 330-410-5619?
That is correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's devben42@gmail.com.
Yep, that's correct also.
All right. And do you already have a business website or not yet?
No, not yet. That is something that Mario said that you guys could help me with.
Yes, correct. So that's not a problem. If you don't have any website, we can launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up the website URL options or domain name for you to choose from, okay? And I always suggest, Devin, that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Though your domain name, I mean your business name is already short, then let's go ahead and check if it is available. Okay. Or can we take out LLC on it? Are you okay with having Construction 42?
Yeah, that's okay.
So do you want to do construction42.com or construction42.net?
Well, let's do construction42.com.
Gotcha. Let's have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and now we can create a stunning website for you, engineered for conversions. So since we'll be creating a website, I will ask you a few questions with regards to the site that you will want, okay? So what colors do you want on your website?
Orange and dark green would be perfect.
Okay, let's do orange and dark green. What are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Let's see here. Let's do decks, windows and doors. We'll do flooring. And sunrooms.
What's the last one?
Did you already get sunrooms? Sunrooms, like patio
enclosures. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Sunrooms. Okay. So I do have decks, windows and doors, flooring, and sunrooms.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to clarify with this, Devin. For decks and windows and doors, is it going to be like deck building?
Yeah. Deck building, deck repairs.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Deck building and repairs, because I want to make sure that we get it the correct service. And for windows and doors, was it? Can you provide me the specific service for this?
Let's do new installs.
Okay, new installs. And for flooring, I added it here, flooring services, correct?
I don't know.
Or do you want to do flooring installation? What do you think?
Flooring installation, yeah, that works. That sounds good.
All right. And for sunrooms, are we going to put it here, sunrooms building?
Yes, sunroom builds. That'd be perfect.
Okay. Sunroom builds. All right. So are you okay with this for now to feature in your top services? We do have 1, 2, 3. All right. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
I would love to, but I think that would be more of a personable thing to offer customers in person.
Gotcha. So, all right. We can skip this for now if you're not comfortable of putting it on your website.
Okay.
And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
I could probably have a couple of my past customers reach out and give good reviews. I don't have any of those on site yet or anything like that, but I could definitely have that in the future for sure.
Gotcha. That is good. That is good to know. Because once your Google Business Profile is up and running, or if you do have an existing Google Business Profile, you will be sending them your link where they can leave reviews on your Google Business Profile. That is very helpful for you, okay? Please do remember that. Okay. And let me go ahead and note it here. It's okay. We can skip this part for now. And do you have any pictures or videos that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Yeah, I do have some. I don't know if, you know, you guys can kind of pick and see which one mm-hmm. fits best in the frames and everything like that. I did set aside a couple pictures today, so.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and check. Did you send it through email or upload them to your dashboard?
I just uploaded them to my file. I can send those over to you if you'd like.
Gotcha. Sounds good. So let me see. If you haven't accessed your dashboard yet, you can actually upload photos anytime in your dashboard if you have new photos coming. And if you're comfortable sending it through email, you can also send it to us through email. Okay?
Okay.
And you can send them later. I'm going to ask you some other things that you will be sending also. Or you
okay.
can send him now if that would be comfortable. All right. And do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry.
Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
Yeah, I do have. I actually have some of those included with the pictures before and after.
Gotcha. Sounds great. And how about online payments? Would you like to enable online payments on your site?
It'd be more of just checks and cash. So
okay.
that would be better.
Okay. Checks and cash. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
To be able to contact me directly on the site.
Like, for example, if they will book directly on your site, they will have to get a slot in the calendar and you will receive a notification. Or would you like your customers to call you directly?
Call or email would be perfect.
Okay. All right. But actually, if we will enable the booking request on your site, this is also a good feature that you can add, Devon. Like, for example, if your customers book on your website, they will book for a time on the calendar. You will receive a notification with details and confirm the appointment. And, of course, you will receive an email with a booking request details. Would you like this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's work with that. Okay. I highly suggest for that one also. So anytime your clients will check on your website and they'll happen to think of booking a schedule, then they can go on it directly. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, do you want to add AI chat widget or blogs?
No, I think we're okay on that.
Okay, yep, we can skip that for now. And how about websites that you like? Have you checked any websites? And what do you like about them? Maybe we can use this as a reference. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
What do you mean by that exactly? Other websites?
Like any website. Like, have you checked any websites? You stumbled upon a website that you happen to like.
Oh, I see. I do like the Certainty Siding website.
Mm-hmm. Can you provide me their domain name?
Certainty. Yeah, domain name is https dash dash www.certainted.com.
Let me go ahead and pull it up real quick. Okay, the one with the blue logo, right? Build for working,
yep,
build
correct.
For living. Okay.
Yep, that's correct.
So what do you specifically want from this website?
So I kind of like how they can kind of see the products and everything on
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You know, they have residential where they can actually visually see something on their house. I do like that, too. That might be something a little bit more for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like those things. They show good pictures, good quality pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They explain the company.
Gotcha.
That's just
okay.
You know, one of the ones there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and put this as a website reference. So our team will check on this website, okay?
Awesome.
All righty. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
No, that's okay.
All right, you can skip it for now. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Mainly, I guess, flooring would be amazing to have on there. Some custom decks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mainly flooring and decks would be perfect.
Gotcha. So you want, oh yeah, we actually have it on your top 3 to 6 services. So basically
yep.
It should be there. Okay. And for your license number to show, is it okay if we're going to put it on footer or do you want to put it somewhere else? Like hero or banner? You want to put it in the banner or?
Yeah, okay. We could do that. That works. Yeah, whatever you guys think.
Okay, we actually do put it on footer because that like kind of look professional. So if that's okay with you, we can
Perfect.
Work with that. Okay. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with a design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them or would you like to check your website first?
Yeah, I'd love to check the website first, and if I have any questions, then I can ask them, I guess, yeah.
Gotcha, so we can start from there. All right, so you will receive an email once your site is up and running. So once you do have some changes, requests, or anything, and if you want to book a call with them, just let us know anytime, okay? So we can
Perfect.
Book you a calendar. Okay, and now let's talk about your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool, Devon, tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay?
Okay.
So the number is not going to start with the number the one that you have, the 330. We are actually picking with the number under the area code on your area, Parma, Ohio. So that's 216. Will that be okay? So the number starts with 216. So it looks local.
Okay. Now, will that directly go to me still, even though it's 330?
Yes, it still works. So we are setting you up with this number, 216-247-112. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yeah, will that be my phone number, or is it? What kind of is that the phone number?
Okay, good question. So yes, this is the call tracking number endorsed by Google itself. So this is the number that we will be promoting you. So that means to say your potential customers will be calling you this number and you will be able to track the leads on the dashboard and or on your local Splash app. And this number will also help you filter out spam calls. So every time a client will be calling you, you will receive on your notification that the one calling is a local Splash lead.
Oh, okay. So it'll go to that number, and then that number will contact me and let me know.
So people will call this number. We will promote you with the number 216-247-6112, and all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 5619.
Okay, perfect.
Gotcha. All right. But anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Devon, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For this, we do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Construction 42 LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose choose between a female voice or a male voice, we can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. We can skip this for now, and if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Perfect.
All righty, and since you do have your domain name, have you heard of Google Workspace?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Google Workspace 7 allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have the domain name, theconstruction42.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says devon@construction42.com, or info@construction42.com, or even office@construction42.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. And we have a starting price of $19 per month per user. And if you would like to add that to your growth toolkit, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay. I'm okay with my email.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. All right, so not a problem. And we are now going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. But I have to clarify, though my research here shows, as you have mentioned earlier, that you do like deck buildings, repairs, installations and windows, flooring, sunroom builds. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable, and which jobs do you want more of?
Definitely decks.
Decks.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That would be deck building. Okay. And I actually did a few research, and those are under general contractor services, correct? So do you want it to be found first with a keyword general contractor or deck building? Hello? Hello?
Hello? I'm right here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't see you earlier.
That.
Okay. Yep. I just wanted to clarify with the keywords that we will be working for you, Devon. So do you want it to be found first with a keyword deck building or general contractor?
Deck building for sure.
Deck building. Okay. And also, I've pulled up the top performing industry keywords under general contractor. Would you like me to go ahead and read a few keywords for you that we can add?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. But anyways, please let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So
okay.
I have added it here. Let me just make sure to add the first service. That's going to be deck building. This is actually under general contractor, but I will make sure that you do deck building as your first keyword or main priority. Okay.
Okay.
So I have here, let me just pull up the top performing keywords under general contractor. Would you like me to add the keyword general contractor or no?
Yeah, you can add that.
So let me have these keywords that I think suits your business. Okay. So we have general contractor. I have here remodeling services, home remodeling contractor, and we have a renovation company, building contractor. Are you okay with a renovation company or a construction company?
What's the second one you said after general contractor? What was that?
We have general contractor remodeling services.
Yeah, remodeling services is actually really good.
Okay. And do you want to add me here renovation company or construction company?
Renovation company would be awesome.
Okay. How about building contractor?
Building contractor. Yeah, that would work.
Okay. We also have here new home builder and kitchen remodeling contractor.
No, I kind of want to stay away from the kitchen remodel with the cabinets
gotcha.
And stuff.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. How about bathroom remodeling? Do you want to add or no?
No, if it comes along, that's okay, but I'm going to stay away from that for right now, too.
Gotcha. All right. We can take the one out. And you mentioned also earlier the other service, like I'm going to add also the deck repair, new installations,
okay.
Window installation and door installation, correct?
Perfect, yes.
Okay, let me just add that here. Okay, I want to make sure that I get it correctly. Mm-hmm. And do you want me to add also the other keyword, flooring installation and sunroom builds, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what else? Is there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
I also do siding.
Siding, okay. Siding services, siding installation and repairs?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. What else?
I also do roofing, shingle repair, roofing.
Okay, roofing. Shingle repair?
Yep.
Roofing services, shingle repair. Let me check if I do have the best keyword for you, because I think I got some.
Okay.
For the roofing. So for shingle, we can add, let me see if I got it. Do you want to put me here asphalt shingle roof installation or just shingle roof repair?
Shingle roof repair would be.
Okay.
Would,
how about installation? Would you like to add installation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What else? Do you have any other keywords?
Let's see. No, that'll be all for now, I think.
Okay. Well, anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, just reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Devin, is can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yes, family-owned,
mm-hmm.
family-run.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Quality work.
Mm-hmm.
With a great price, definitely can beat anybody's price. Let's see what else. Locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Very communicative.
Mm-hmm.
And well respected.
Gotcha. Don't mind to put it here, since you mentioned about quality works, very communicative, that you do customer service is top tier.
Correct, yes. 100%.
Okay. 100%. Gotcha. All right. So you mentioned earlier that this is a family-owned business, family-owned and operated, locally owned and operated. This is good, a good start. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes, free estimates, yes.
Gotcha. All right. We have a good description here. And do you have a mission statement?
What do you mean by that exactly? Sorry.
Okay. For the mission statement of your company, I did actually prepare a list of mission statements that you can use. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have here. Okay, so let me have it. For you, at Construction 42 LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Construction 42 LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the third one is at Construction 42 LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one that I got is that for at Construction 42 LLC, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
I do like the third one you mentioned.
The third one. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So at Construction 42 LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Good choice.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
I do. Let's see here. I have a slogan meaning, Are you meaning a logo?
Oh, the tagline that you usually have on your, like, business cards or flyers. Like, do you have any tagline or slogan on your logo? We can use that.
Okay. Let's see. Great quality with a, I sent it over to a golf course to use too. I forget what it was though. Right here. A trustworthy carpenter. A trustworthy carpenter that can guarantee quality work with a great price.
Okay, trustworthy carpenter. Do you want to add carpenter on your keyword or no?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so I will get back to you with that. Trustworthy carpenter, again?
That can guarantee.
Okay, that can guarantee.
Quality work with a great price.
Quality work with a great price. Gotcha. Nice.
Yep.
All right, so we can add carpenter on your keyword or carpentry services. Would that work for you?
Yeah, carpentry services would work great.
Okay. All right, let me add it here. And how many years have you been in business?
So I actually just started this year. I'm a new freshly owned business. I have been in the business of carpentry for 12 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'll note it here, the business started 2026, but is that 12 years your years of experience if they have more than that?
Correct.
Okay. Business started 2026, but you do have 12 years of experience. Amazing. And how many people work with your company?
It's me, my brother, and my dad.
Gotcha. We got three here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Mostly residential.
Mostly residential. You don't want me to promote you for commercial, correct? Or would you like me to put it here both, but you focus mostly on residential?
Yeah, we can promote both. I don't see why not.
Okay. Gotcha. Sounds good. And I just want to confirm that I got your correct hours of operations. It says here from Monday through Saturdays you do 8 to 5.
Yes, that's correct. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
How about Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointment?
Mostly by appointments. I try to keep it open just because, you know, family and church and everything, so.
Gotcha. So I'll note it here, Sundays will be by appointments.
Yep.
And the types of payment that you do accept, you mentioned earlier that you want to do cash and checks, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So now that we have your business information, Devin, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So that means to say you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The first option.
For the first option. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Palma, Ohio. So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Absolutely. Whatever you recommend, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So can you provide me your 5 cities or zip codes that you would like to target that is under 2 hours driving distance, okay?
Okay, let's do Medina.
Mm-hmm, okay, got it here.
Let's do Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. The map. Let's do Strongsville.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do...
It's Strongsville, right? Let me add it here.
Let's do Avon.
Avon.
And then let's do... Let's do Akron.
Akron. Okay. Let me add Akron here. So we have 5... I got Medina, Cleveland, Strongsville, Avon, and Akron.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for this. And do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
A Google Business Profile. I think, is that what Mario might have set me up with the other day?
Yeah, I just want to make sure if you did try to set up before or no.
No, I have not tried to set it up yet.
Gotcha. Actually, before I try to call you, I did a few research and try to check if you do have an existing Google Business Profile, Devin, because having more than one is not helpful, okay? So
okay.
I see that you don't have any Google Business Profile yet, so that is not a problem. We will create and optimize it for you, okay? So Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. So you do have business cards, right, or any signage?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And also,
okay.
Devin, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
And to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Devin, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business?
Absolutely.
Gotcha, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially if it is helpful with the optimization process. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do not.
Okay. If you do not have a Yelp page, not a problem too. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have the call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yes, please.
Gotcha. So let's go ahead and create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I believe my wife set me up one, yes.
Sounds good. Okay. So if you do have that Facebook page, so you do have access, right?
Yes.
Okay. So can you grant us admin access so we can optimize your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be sending you an email for with regards to this because we will need a special link to work.
Okay.
Okay. So I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Devon, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Correct.
Sounds good. So since you do have Facebook ads, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay? And actually, on that link, that special link that I'm sending you right now, Devon, it will ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you used on creating the business Facebook page. So your wife maybe used his Facebook personal Facebook or your personal Facebook, but you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to those. Okay? We will only be working directly with a Facebook business page because on that link, it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access.
Okay.
All right. And since you do have a Facebook, I already sent you the email and you should receive it in a while. And if you have time, I do hope that you will be able to add this as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads. For your Facebook ads, Devon, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
I mean, would a business card work, like sending a file of my business card as a theme?
You can send photos that we can use, and we can have the creative team handle it for you. Would that work for you?
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, so I will note it here that we'll have the creative team handle, but you'll be sending photos.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. And for your Facebook ads, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can only choose one, okay? There's the form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Devon, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And of course, we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. The other options are calls. So with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button for this ad, Devon, the dial pad on the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they will proceed with making the call. Some users actually don't follow through after the clicking the call button on the ad, but it will still show as a call result on your dashboard. Okay. And the last thing is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the app. This is also a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. But then again, I would like to give my recommendation. Okay?
Yeah.
So for this 3 options, Devon, we actually recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. Again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are actually using the form field. So which one would you like to use?
I would like to use the form one. That would be perfect.
Gotcha. So let's work with a form fill, the one that we highly recommend. All right. And, oh, I see it here that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here, Devon can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, you can always add this anytime. And we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results to get started with, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Like, can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. And your, I just want to make sure that you do have a logo, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you do have a logo, please send it to us or upload them to your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing.
Okay.
All right. And you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions, Devon, are of low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, those are only placeholders that you can change anytime, okay?
Okay.
And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. So you can check your login to the email that we sent you, Devon. That's welcome to Local Splash. So there's your login credentials, and there's the link where you can check your dashboard. Okay, your username is actually your phone number. You have your password there.
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, as your growth is monitored daily, and you'll meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash. Okay? All righty. And let me just note that here. Okay. And of course, Devon, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Wednesday. So 3 weeks from now, that's 22nd of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
18th. The 22nd will work.
Okay, and do you want to do it at the same time when we started the client interview?
Yeah, let's do 4.
Okay. Okay, that's 4 p.m. your time. All right. And that's your central, correct?
What's that? Sorry.
Oh, your central, correct. Central. We're operating on Pacific.
Yes. Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
so your CR's ahead. That's 1 p.m. Pacific. All right, I'm going to go ahead and add you to that calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call.
Awesome.
Alrighty. And as I have mentioned earlier, Devin, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay?
Perfect.
All right, because that is the one feature that you do have on the call tracking. You will be able to review and play the conversations that you had with your client.
That's amazing.
Yes, in case you missed some important points, you can always get back to that. And, yes, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth in Local Slash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Nope, not at all. Thank you so much for all your help.
Very much welcome, Devin. And of course, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Nope, that should be all.
All right. Thank you, Devin. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.